seems to me in a democracy is this. I mean, what does a democracy depend on? A democracy depends on the individual voter making an intelligent and rational choice for what he regards as his enlightened self-interest in any given circumstance. But what these people are doing, I mean, what both for their particular purposes, the selling goods, and the dictatorial propagandists are doing, is to try to bypass the rational side of man and to appeal directly to these unconscious forces below the surface, so that you are, in a way, making nonsense of the whole democratic procedure, which is based on conscious choice or on rational ground.
Of course, well, maybe you have just answered this next question, because in your essay you write about television commercials, not just political commercials, but television commercials as such. And how, as you put it, today's children walk around singing beer commercials and toothpaste commercials. And then you link this phenomenon in some way with the dangers of the dictatorship. Now, could you spell out the connection, or how do you feel that you have done so sufficiently?
Well, I mean, here, Kate, this whole question of children, I think, is a terribly important one, because children are quite clearly much more suggestible than the average grown-up. And, again, I suppose that one reason or another, all the propaganda was in the hands of one or very few agencies. You would have an extraordinarily powerful force playing on these children, what all are going to grow up and be adults quite soon. This is not an immediate threat, but it remains a possible threat.
You said something to the effect in your essay that the children of Europe used to be called cannon fodder, and here in the United States they are television and radio fodder.
Well, I've got all these people reading the trade journals, the most critical accounts of how necessary it is to get hold of the children, because then they will be loyal brand buyers later on. But I am again to translate this into political terms, the dictator says they will be loyal ideology buyers when they're grown up.
Brainwashing is used by the communists. Do you see any brainwashing other than that which we've just been talking about? That it used here in the United States, other forms of brainwashing?
Not in the form of which it has been used in China and in Russia, because this is essentially the application of propaganda methods in a thousand kinds of individuals. It's not a shotgun method like the advertising method. It's a way of getting hold of the person and playing both on his physiology and his psychology. He really breaks down and then he's